This is Jake Frankel with Mountain Express. I'm sitting here at Carmel's with A&E editor Rebecca Sulak and special guest Amy Worthen from Mad Tea Party. We're here where just a few hours from now, the speed bumps are going to be kicking things off here at the Battery Park stage.
Well, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Almost a few hours. And they're setting up the porta-johns right now. We can see them. It's very exciting.
You can feel, part of the reason we did this podcast outside is you can feel the excitement. People are starting to roll in. It seems like people are coming into town already, getting ready for the weekend. Barricades are going up.
Shirts are being taken off already. Yep, I've already seen shirtless people.
Rebecca's already taken her shirt off.
Woo! So, it's just that battle share spirit.
You just can't help yourself. The excitement is contagious.
Right. So we're going to talk to you about the music.
Yeah, what are you guys excited to see?
Well, I'm really excited. I mean, we talked about maybe doing this chronologically. Like, so starting on Friday, I mean, there's a lot of great acts, but I'm especially partial to Southern Culture on the Skids.
You
knew I was going to say that. Mad Tea Party does a lot of shows with them, and they always deliver the goods. I just really appreciate them because they're such excellent musicians, but they don't take themselves too seriously.
They're just so fun.
Which is a rare combination. Yeah, they're shredders. They're all just like on point musically, but they have a great sense of humor, and they're about the party and having a good time, which is obviously a big influence on us.
By deliver the goods, you're referring to the delivery of fried chicken.
Right, fried chicken and Little Debbie's and whatever else, junk food. They definitely do end up throwing things at the audience and getting people on stage dancing.
Why, it's a good time to have your shirt off if you get hit with a piece of flying fried chicken. No grease stains.
Just rinse it off.
With your own sweat and beer. Anyway.
But also something else I will mention that I'm excited about on Friday is I also work part-time at the YWCA of Asheville, and all the kids from the summer camp are going to be singing in the kids' area at 4, so that's really sort of how one of the first things that's going to happen tomorrow, and that'll be just super sweet. So those are two things I'm looking forward to on Friday.
I'm looking forward to Brush Fire on Friday. They're like a good mid-afternoon. I guess they're playing a little bit later than that, but they're fun, like, chillin'. Like, they're a good festival chillin' band. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Booty Band will bring it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Inner Vision. Speaking of chillin', I'm a big reggae fan. And then, later on in the evening, Secret B-Sides are playing at Barley's.
This is one of the later
club shows I'm excited about.
That will be fun. They played Barley's on New Year's last year, and it was off the hook. It was so fun.
Yeah, they're great. And there's also the Anti-Bell Share Showcase, which is going on at Stella Blue on Friday and Saturday night. And my bandmate, Jason Krekel's other side project, the Krektones, is one of the bands playing that night. So I have to shamelessly promote that.
Oh, they're great. They're awesome. That will be really fun, that whole showcase. Mm-hmm. It's going to be off the hook.
I saw the Enemy Lovers are playing. I just saw them last night, actually, for the first time. They did a show at the Lab, and they're really good. Just really good pop rock.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, the Anti-Bell Share is at Stella Blue, in case you're wondering.
I think I said that.
Did you? Well, I'm just reiterating, girl.
Well, that's good. Well, should we move on to Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah. Who's playing Saturday? Awesome bands are playing Saturday?
Earlier in the day, it looks like Jonathan Scales is playing, kicking things off around 12:30. Of course, he's
looking around 2:30. Around 2:30.
Oh, well, 2:30. There's a band. They're okay. Called the Mad Tea Party.
They are really fun. I mean, you guys played Laugh last year outside. It was so fun. I mean, you guys are an awesome festival band.
Thanks. Well, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're hoping everyone drinks plenty of water and wears their sunblock and comes out and sees us at 2:15.
What is it like to play a big outdoor crazy festival like?
They're all different, but I mean, one thing that I really do like about it as a performer is we play a lot of clubs, a lot of bars, and those are like late night things. And even, you know, my friends, you know, not everyone stays out late, you know, strangely enough, you know, because in my world, you know, it's like every night. But so for people with kids or older people. So the neat thing about an outdoor festival, a free outdoor festival, is that you get a diversity of people that are going to come out to the show, and that's a treat for us as a band.
You're just coming to town. You just rolled in actually this morning from a big tour in the Northeast. Tell us about that. How was that?
Our tour in the Northeast was awesome. We went to New York City. We basically were going up there to play a wedding, and we ended up playing this wedding in this fancy space on the ninth floor of a building in Manhattan. So that was a thrill, and we played in Manhattan. And then actually we played at a club in Manhattan also, but then it turned into a vacation because our friend has a beach house. So it was a tour / vacation. So I feel very rejuvenated. Ready to rock this weekend.
Ready to rock, Bill, sure.
Yeah. And cool. There's so much good stuff going on Saturday, I think.
There is.
I'm excited about, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it from the Haywood Street stage down to the Biltmore Avenue stage in time after I play, but the legendary JCs are an act that if I can make it down there, I really want to see.
And you're kind of sandwiched in there at the Haywood stage in the middle of two awesome other local bands. Mm-hmm. I want to try to check out. The Cheeksters are playing before you. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, Kellen Watson after you.
Yep.
I haven't seen her in a while, but I love her.
Yeah, and then after Kellen is the Defibrillators, and they actually are on the same booking agency as our band, Matt Tea Party, and they're really great also.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about them.
Yeah. One thing I want to say about Belcher that I do really appreciate this year is that there are a lot of local bands. And if you're going to get thousands of people from all over the place coming to your town, it's nice that the festival is really showcasing local talent. I think
definitely
that's a real plus.
And I'm super excited about Tubob being,
heck yeah,
Tubob Crew playing on whatever Saturday night at the Battery Park stage, because I haven't seen them outdoors, and I think that's just such a natural, like, they're such the perfect Bell Share band as far as I'm concerned. I'm super excited about that.
They're
one.
A great festival band that's going to be a huge dance party. You know, they're coming to Asheville. They've been touring, you know, basically just making circles around the whole country now for months and months and months. They just got done playing kind of a homegrown festival that the bassist Dave Prancy started in Vermont, where they collaborated with, you know, the rapper Common. Then they went to New York, where they played some kind of boat that goes around the harbor.
I saw that. Like, their tweet said, we're getting ready to depart the harbor for the Tubob Cruise. I was like, I so want to be on the Tubob Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need to figure out some kind of way for them to do that here on the French Broad or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right. A raft. Try to jam on a raft going down the
kayak with Tubob Cruise.
Yeah. I know they're really excited to play Bell Sherry. They've never actually played the festival officially. They played a loft party in 2005 when they had just gotten started that actually resulted in the renter of the loft getting kicked out.
Oh, no.
I think I was at that party.
The loft. Yeah, I was there. It was a lot of fun. Uh-huh. It's kind of legendary. But this will be their first time back at Bell Share since. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Under more official circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so Sunday...
Well, Saturday night, also, I have to say that DJ Equal and DJ Bowie are doing a late night party before we move on to Sunday. I'm excited about that. Of course, DJ Equal is Elliot Heller, which is Drew Heller, the guitarist in Tubob Cruise, brother. And hopefully there'll be some kind of collaboration. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay,
I'm trying to talk him into doing it.
That's at Club 828.
That's at Club 828 late night. That's going to be a fun dance party for sure. And then you've got Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, which unfortunately there's a lot of overlap with Tubob Crew. They're a great band.
Yeah, I saw them we played Floyd Fest last year, and I saw them, and I was really pleasantly surprised. I really enjoyed their show a lot and like her songs. And so, yeah, you just run around somehow, get a bicycle, catch it all.
Yeah. Segway? Bell Share Segway? Maybe not.
I'm sorry.
Belcher horse?
Belcher scooter?
Belcher roller skates?
Roller skates would be fun. We talked a little bit about the whole experience, but we also didn't want the podcast to go on forever.
That's right. So, well, so okay, we get to music, get through Sunday really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now You See Them, always really fun.
Yeah. The Hot Seats are another band that's on my booking agency, and they are hilarious, and they're really good pickers. They're like, it's like a bluegrass band, basically, but I guess I really appreciate music that has a sense of humor, and those guys have it in spades. and they were also really talented. And then there's something on Sunday about, like, if you tweet, if you've done some tweets for the Mountain Express, right?
Yes, well,
get free beer.
All weekend long, if you hashtag 5 tweets with the hashtag BellShare, all one word, and they have to be good, quality tweets.
We're looking for wit here.
We're looking for wit and news, like, newsy information. Like, if one of the stages, or I shouldn't say that.
If a surprise really super famous person shows
there you
up.
Go. If mm-hmm. Annie McDowell jumps on stage with Two Bob Crew and you tweet it first, and we, anyway, 5 tweets that get sent into our Twitter feed by an approved moderator, then you can come out on Sunday to the pizza company on Cox Avenue, and David Forbes will give you a beer ticket.
Yep.
And you get a free beer.
Yeah.
Thanks for tweeting, everybody.
We're looking for all kinds of funny stuff. You know, it could be funny, you know, like things you overhear.
Yeah.
Or just weird stuff.
And
you
those
see.
Are pictures too, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So when the shirts start to go off, the camera should go out and start clicking away, I guess.
Definitely. Also, we're going to have a scavenger hunt promotion on our website as well, featuring a list of exciting and fun categories that we would like people to take photos of and send in. And if you get the most categories, then you get a prize. Awesome prize.
You get to win Best BellShare Scavenger Hunter in our Best of issue, right?
Yeah, and you get a gift certificate for $10.
Somewhere
and you
cool.
might get a hat if we can get it together and go get the hat. Maybe you'll get the hat later.
You guys are really making this titillating.
But you get to be famous.
Yeah, and
right.
you get, of
and
course,
that's
you get
all
glory.
We all want
that's the
anyway.
Thing.
That's the main
You
right.
get a
Everyone
lot of glory, glory if you win the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working for.
Yeah.
But there's, I don't really think you can go wrong with any of the bands at BellShare.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be entertained. You're going to be hanging out with your friends. One thing I was wondering about, thinking about BellShare, and I was asking Rebecca about this because she is born here, but Matt Tea Party played a show in Biltmore Square the other day, and I talked to someone who said they'd been to every single one, and they wouldn't miss it.
Were they like
for
50,
the year?
60?
They were older
okay,
people.
Yeah.
And I think that for some people it's a fun family tradition. I know for some people it's something that they would prefer. It irritates them it's for various reasons, and a lot of them are valid, but.
People.
But I also think there's a beauty to a community gathering of people, especially something free provided by the city that families
yeah.
can go to.
And it just brings in a whole different crowd than what you typically have on downtown. I mean, you get people who you don't usually see downtown, which is a
yeah.
good thing.
And I do understand as a local business being very frustrated by the challenges of it, and it does hurt some businesses on the weekends, but it may also turn some people on to Asheville that didn't know about Asheville and that might come back
yeah.
on a different weekend and hopefully spend money with our local business. And I'm sure that people listening to this podcast are all very, you know, will be cognizant of local businesses and supporting them, just like checking out the local music.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's like, it's the town thing that we sort of love to hate in a way. It's like, oh, BellShare, oh, bitch. But then, like, when it comes right down to it, you can really have a good time.
You can have a good time there. But it is a bunch of people coming to our town putting their garbage on the ground, kind of, you know.
But, you know, you can drink beer in the street.
Right?
That's
close the street
it's free.
I love that they close the street.
It's totally
down.
Free, which, you know, how can you complain about all these getting to see all these bands for free? I mean, you can. You can complain about anything.
You can always complain, yeah.
But I do feel there are worse evils in the world. But one thing I will say, I already feel it's probably gone way over time. But I did hear a criticism that I did think was really thought-provoking and important is the diversity of the acts and having the acts represent the diversity, ethnic and racial diversity of our community, which I don't think it really does. Like, for example, there aren't any Latin bands. You know, and there's a large Spanish
population.
No,
even Downtown After 5, they booked a couple or a few Latin bands this season. And I just kind of, you know, I thought about like a band like West Sound, you know, they played the Montfort Fest,
mm-hmm.
and they had such a huge response.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have liked to see them in the lineup
somewhere.
They're
one of my favorite bands.
They're such great entertainers.
Like,
and they're the perfect festival. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, every single person
was dancing. They appeal to a wide range
including members of the band, because they actually come out in the crowd and
Oscar,
dance
the bass
the
player,
crowd.
Has, like, a wireless, cordless mic.
Maybe they didn't apply. Yeah. Who knows? But, you know, I'd like to see some more bands.
More diversity.
Yeah.
One thing I'm super excited about, in addition to seeing the bands, is the doggy long jump into the pool.
Air dogs.
We just got word just a little while ago that they actually are going to have that. We were unsure. We were trying to do some investigative work.
Using your news gathering skills, so now you know.
There was no information about the air dogs until literally today. The festival is tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just glad they're going to be here.
Well, I'm glad they're going to be there, too, but it would be helpful for Mountain Express if we knew about it a little bit in advance so we could tell people about it so they could all go.
Yeah, that would be.
Because they want to go, don't they?
I'm not going to miss it. When is it?
I don't know.
It's not during my set.
When is it, Jake?
During the festival. That's all they've said. They still haven't worked out the final details.
Maybe the air dogs have, like, a really big rider or something. Like, they couldn't quite,
they're
like, get it worked out.
They're probably a bunch of drama queens, air dogs.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They know they're superstars.
They're, like, green doggy treats only.
Should we do the shameless plug?
Yeah,
MountainExpress.com throughout the weekend.
Well, we have a big plan. Like, we're really going to cover it this weekend.
Yeah,
like, we haven't done before.
Yeah, yeah.
And we really want to hear from our readers. If you got photos, please send them to us. We'll have all kinds of links on the website that will tell you what to do. MountainX.com.
It's, you know, if you choose to come, there's a lot of ingredients for having a great time.
If you choose to stay home, you can always check our website and find out what you're missing.
Live
vicariously
through all
the You actually don't have to come at all. We will totally update you.
We'll come on your behalf and report on it.
We'll come to your living room with an air dog and have it jump off of your bathtub into your bathtub.
Well, so we got it. We got you covered. Check out mountainx.com. We look forward to hopefully running into you out on the streets this weekend.